webcasting to the world live the good news of God's righteousness for all humanity. This is the Gospel Revolution Radio Network. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein Online. It's Hump Day, Wednesday, October 7th, 2009. The only first night of the Fall Pledge Drive 2009 in the history of the Gospel Revolution and in the history of the world. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad to have you, very happy to have you, wherever you are logging in worldwide on the Gospel Revolution Radio Network. Yes, this is night number one of the 21-day Gospel Revolution Fall Pledge Drive for 2009. And we need your help tonight, as always, but especially over these next 21 days as we endeavor to raise the operating budget, not just for our normal Gospel Revolution expenses, but also for the upcoming second annual Gospel Revolution Convention in Houston, Texas. Speaking of which, let us welcome the president, founder, and main speaker of said Revolution Convention, Mr. Michael Williams from Houston, Texas. Michael!
Glenn, good evening.
How are you?
I am doing just fantabulous. We are getting into some fall weather. Well, Texas fall weather, anyway. And it's been really nice around this place. So, getting some nice storms and rains and cooling temperatures back from our 100-degree highs. But not too many times did we have that during the summer. But anyway, it's cooling off in Houston. I think it's going to be absolutely beautiful in November, though.
November 12th through the 15th is the Gospel Revolution Convention. We will be talking about that not only throughout this webcast, but throughout the pledge drive, giving you information about that. But our main objective tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is to begin the process of raising the operation budget for the next 3 months of the Gospel Revolution, and also assuring that we are positioned nicely going into the convention. Our goal over these next 21 days sounds like a lot, and I understand that it is, but as we consider the amount of people that listen to this show and that are part of the Gospel Revolution, it's nothing too much for us to handle. It's a $15,000 goal over the next 21 days. And there's a number of ways to participate. If you're listening live tonight, and it's a little over 9 o'clock on the East Coast of the United States, we ask you to call us live at 1-800-436-3260, 1-800-436-3260. That's the Glenn Klein Online toll-free Fall Pledge Drive Gospel Revolution hotline. And that number again is 1-800-436-3260. That's the number to call with your questions, your comments, and your pledges, large or small. We cannot stress enough that every dime goes towards spreading this gospel of God's grace and peace for all humanity. We need your help, folks. Everybody to participate, whether it be $5, $10, gifts of $100, $1,000, monthly pledges of $10, $25, $50, $100, whatever you can do. It's all going in the same kitty as we continue to get this message out of God's salvation and redemption for the entire planet. 1-800-436-3260, that's the number to call if you're listening live on Wednesday night, wherever you happen to be. If you're listening on the archive, please go to gospelrevolution.com and click on the donate button, which is about midway through the homepage. We need to put that back up at the top of the page, but just page down a little bit, and you'll see Donate Now, and it gives you options to donate for the pledge drive, and whether it be a monthly gift or a one-time gift, gifts totaling $100 or more, you will receive pre and postage paid the just newly released CD series, Ministry Bringing Relief, which Mike recorded in Canada in the last couple of months. And, well, it's a three-CD series, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to receive that free and postage paid Ministry Bringing Relief. So what we want you to do is, after you've made your donation, whether you are listening live or on the archive, email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. Let us know what you did, and then we can include it in part of our goal. And also, for gifts, like, for example, if you give $10 a month for the next year, that's $120, and that would get you the CD series. If you give a gift of $100 one time, that will get you the CD series. But we want you to email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. Let us know, $10, $15, whatever you can do, let us know what you did. webcast@gospelrevolution.com. We will relay that to the beautiful humans all over the planet, and we'll get this job done. We need to hear from you right now. We want to get off to a fast start. If you're listening live right now, we need to hear from you. Even if it's a $5 or $10 gift, we really appreciate those. And, Mikey, you know, one of the guys, one of our most faithful givers is a guy named David Johnson.
Yeah.
And you have to understand, folks, that these Internet gifts that come online via PayPal, it really encourages us.
Awesome.
And, Michael, sometimes David will give gifts, and this is no exaggeration, ladies and gentlemen, of $2.32, and we'll see that come through. And other times it's $52.67.
Mm-hmm.
But guaranteed, during the course of any given week or two-week period, we're going to see two or three emails come through for David Johnson giving. And when you total up the $9 gifts, Michael, and the $6 gifts and the $23 gifts and the $58 gifts, it really helps.
It not only helps, it turns out to be a huge amount in the process of a year. And this is just, when this comes to mind, I haven't talked to David. His brother Scott is actually coming down from Alaska and is going to be a part of the Gospel Revolution Convention, is going to be speaking for us also. And Scott is, he teaches in, there in Alaska. He teaches philosophy and art and was also my host when I went to Alaska. And now he is coming down of his own expense and everything to participate in the Gospel Revolution. And I, you know, I'll just tell you his comment to me. I told him about his brother, and he was absolutely blown away. And he said, my brother is the most broke person I know.
And when David first started contributing, it was literally in the smallest, most minute amounts you could imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was under $10 many times, $8.94.
Yeah, and just a couple
really
of dollars.
Appreciated,
even.
As we appreciate every gift.
But you know, there's never been a round figure from him at all.
No, never a round figure. And I'd like to talk to the guy in person one time just to understand how he's doing this.
We're trying to get him to the convention. Maybe everybody will get to meet him, and we'll let him give an introduction on giving or something.
But over time, the consistency of these small gifts that would be akin to going out to Burger King.
Yeah.
Or to go grab a cup of coffee and a sandwich, or to have a couple of cocktails, has added up over these months to hundreds and hundreds of dollars, which is so invaluable to this effort.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And Glenn, we don't have to wait too long here now to, in fact, the wait is over to get us, as you say, off of Schneid.
Yeah.
We have Mark Kolb, who has signed up as a monthly contributor at $25 a month. That puts us $300 into our goal already here at 8:09, 9 minutes into this. And Mark has already signed up through PayPal. And for a $25 a month contribution to come out. And, you know, even our folks who give even more than that a month, those who give, you know, $100 a month or more, If we could promote the same mentality that David has, and just whenever you think about it, I mean, this is something that you guys promote and support, those of you who are listening. And it's so easy to do this, and all you have to do is jump online and go to the website and click on, and any amount, and when Glenn says any amount, we really mean any amount. If you do it three times a week, and they're small amounts, that's fine. If you do it once a week, even for those of you who have made commitments of monthly contributions, there are expenses that come up during the month that we really have to stretch to meet, especially with the expenses of the convention coming up, which we are going to we really need to emphasize that the largest portion of this is going to meet meeting the expenses of putting on this convention. So it really is true. I just stop and think sometimes, you know, what if everybody listening right now, and as I read the post that we got out this evening, it mentioned everybody participating. What if everybody did?
If everybody gave $10, our goal would be met. $10. And I know that if you're listening to this thing, you care not only about this effort, but about us. Mm-hmm. And you cannot imagine the sense of joy that comes across the computer screen when we get a donation of any amount. That says that not only that you believe in what we're doing, but that you care about this effort. And so if everybody gave $10, and we know, obviously, worldwide that this is a tough economic time. You're listening to two guys that understand that too well. But $10 would, from everybody who's listening, would make all the difference in the world. Don't be embarrassed to give a $5, $10, $25, $50 one-time gift. This helps tremendously. And
not only does it help,
if you're listening live, we'd love to hear from you tonight. We've got several emails to address already. And Mikey, repeat the giver again.
Mike Kolb, K-O-L-B. And, you know, it's not only that it will do something. I you know, it's like what you said earlier. It's so encouraging. It's not the amount, but it is just that we see that come across from PayPal, and especially a call-in. Somebody call in and say, hey, I'm going on PayPal, and I'm going to do $25 right now. In fact, we're encouraging that because there seems to be a mentality that people feel that their small gifts don't help, and that is just the opposite. The person who gives the smallest gifts that we've ever gotten is the one who is helping, and not just helping, but who is encouraging as much as anybody is. So that's coming from the person who is giving the smallest gifts. We've never gotten that small a gift. And they are so encouraging, it is unbelievable.
So we're waiting to hear from you right now at 1-800-436-3260. It's about quarter after the hour. If you're listening live, please let us hear from you right now. 1-800-436-3260. 3260 is the toll-free number. Speaking about expenses, things like the phone lines and all this equipment and the web time, all that costs money, ladies and gentlemen. And we have been criticized, Michael, from time to time about asking for donations. We only do this once a quarter, and there are ministries of well-renowned prominence that literally bring in millions of dollars every quarter. Our budget is to the bone, and we found
right now it's $15,000.
Right. And there are people that give that to a so-called ministry that we're going to be talking about, the effort of the CD gift of ministry. I'm just looking at my email right now because we do have a caller, but the thank you CD ministry bringing relief and what ministry really means. But there are so-called ministries that people give $15,000 in one lump sum.
Yeah.
And there might be somebody that could do that tonight. But regardless of where you're at right now, whether you can give anything or not, your participation is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And,
you know, Glenn, I think all of us have to realize we are a small band, and put the label on anywhere you want, rebels, revolutionaries.
A band of brothers and sisters,
anything that you want. But I think everybody listening knows we are a small band. And the fact that we must depend on each other is paramount. Even on the website, we just switched from even having an office phone on there, and I don't mind broadcasting it to the world. I mean, we now have my home phone, and anybody who wants to call, who needs to ask a question, who needs some encouragement, can call my home personally. And I'll be here. I might not be able to pick up the phone immediately, but I will get to the call, that is for sure.
And that number
but
is
we are just a small group.
1910. That's
yes.
Michael's home number. We've disconnected the second office line just to save some money every month.
Just to save the monthly expense of that phone, yes.
And now Mike has opened up his home number to you, ask questions, to be counseled, to chat, whatever it is. Speaking of chatting, let's go online now to from Georgia, Mr. Matt Perry. Matt!
Hello there, world, and Glenn and Mike. How y'all? Everybody.
Hey, Matt.
I'm just calling in, hopefully real quick. I mean, I don't mind talking forever, but I don't think everyone wants to hear me that long because I don't have a donation to make. I'm just trying to keep up with what I've been doing. And once again, encourage everyone else to do like y'all say and just give a $5 deal, $10, you know, whatever you can do because it adds up for so many people to hear this. And especially now, you know, the second convention coming up. When I wish I could have been there last year. I'd like to go this year. And who knows next year, but this is a great time to really follow your heart, especially the big money people, but everyone's included. It all adds up, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, Matt, thank you so much.
Yes.
We know you enjoy listening to the webcast and communicating with
Absolutely.
Us. And one of the things, uh-huh. and Matt would be able to verify this for sure, is that when you communicate with us, you do get a response, don't you?
More than the response, you can, yes, you get a shock to the heart. But that's in a good way, depending on, I mean, for me anyway. You might, if your motives are wrong, it might be the other way. I can't speak for that. But I've always had a great experience calling out. I try
well,
to respect
thank you. Thanks, Matt, for calling
right.
in. We appreciate your support.
Yes.
There's
good
Matt
luck.
Perry from Georgia, everybody. And, a gospel revolutionary.
Absolutely.
And if you are a gospel revolutionary and you're listening right now live, 1-800-436-3260, we need to hear from you. Even if you are a regular caller and have a small donation to make, this is the start of the fall pledge drive for the gospel revolution, and our goal is to meet not only the operating budget for the next 3 months, which is at its bare bones, but also to meet the expenses as we finalize our plans for the Gospel Revolution Convention, the second, in November 12th through the 15th, 2009, in beautiful Houston, Texas, at the Marriott Greenpoint, the Marriott North at Greenpoint in Houston. Beautiful facility. Those of you who are listening who attended last year know that it is a great spot for us, and as Mike said, not only the weather, but the spiritual atmosphere will be wonderful. And when we say spiritual, we mean the gospel, and that's what we share. We share the gospel of God's grace and peace. We're consistent with that. And for those of you that have been listening to the webcast for any length of time, you know what we're talking about. We need your help tonight. Large or small gifts tonight, 1-800-436-3260. Call us right now. Sean O'Halloran waiting in studio in Tampa Bay to take your call from around the globe if you're listening live. If you're listening on the archive, please just go to gospelrevolution.com, page down on the homepage, click on donations, make your best donation, whether it be a monthly pledge or a one-time gift. For gifts of $100 or more, totaling $100 or more, you will receive free and postage paid. The brand-new teaching CD just out now is actually a three-CD series called Ministry Bringing Relief, a 3D series that will come to your home or office free and postage paid for gifts of $100 or more in total, whether it be a monthly donation pledge or a one-time gift. Just email us and let us know at webcast@gospelrevolution.com what you did and what you're planning on doing so we can include it towards the goal and let everybody know. Include your name, your address, and your pledge amount, as well as your telephone number, and we'll just add it to the goal.
So, absolutely. You know, Glenn, one of the things that's been on my mind a lot of this afternoon is just the fact, just like what you said, you know, we are only here to present just the gospel. And, you know, I've been involved in so many things before I understood the gospel, and many variations of Christianity, from preaching judgment to preaching the word of faith. Doctrine, and many various and sundry interpretations of what we call the gospel. But there is, it's amazing to me that there are no variations to the gospel. There are no ifs, there are no ands, there are no buts, there are no discrepancies, there's no contradictions to the gospel. Now, I can tell you there's many discrepancies and there's contradictions and there's variations in the Bible. But the gospel, which is in the Bible, has no variations, no discrepancies, no contradictions, ever. And when I think about all of the answers that come from the entire religious community, not just that of the Christian community, but since we are, my heart is mainly to reach out to the Christian community. And for those who are desperately hanging on to their belief in God, I'm getting to share the good news that it's not about your belief in God, it's about God's belief in you. That I actually have the privilege of sharing a gospel that never contradicts itself. It never has variations. It never has well ifs and well maybes and or buts. And the times that I have stood in front of audiences preaching something else and had to give all of these variations and well ifs and well buts and, you know, well, you, yes, you do get forgiveness of sin, but if you're not truly repentant, and if, and, but, and, or, maybe. And not one place in the gospel that we present is there an if, and, but, or, maybe. There are no variations. There's no contradictions. There, absolutely none.
There's no equivocation.
I can't even think of a subject on this planet that is true, much less coming to something of such powerful spiritual importance for the human race and have such a clear answer. I actually respect people who preach the law and preach nothing but the law, but there is nobody who does it. Jesus was the only one who preached the law and made sure everybody understood that there's absolutely no hope. But now we have the gospel, which Jesus didn't teach for. Jesus didn't teach for the gospel and for our equality. He died for it, and he rose from the dead. And when we're able to embrace the fullness of that wonderful truth, it's not a concept, it is the truth, that the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus has presented us with the truth which has no variables. You know, we don't get calls and people ask questions about this, that, or the other, and we have to say yes, if, and, or, but. There are none. There are zero of those. I would like to just go through the questions that we've had over the years and be able to present to people that, you know, the answer is always concise, it's always clear, and it's always without an if, an and, a but, or a maybe.
Yeah, when that not when it comes to the gospel.
No.
Sometimes we'll have a question from the Bible where you'll get an answer, I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
But vis-a-vis the gospel, the answer has absolutely no equivocation, no prevarication. It's always definitive. And I want to talk for a moment about a program I saw on television today on the History Channel. But before I do, we want to thank our good friend, and what a supporter he is, Richard Mull from Southern California, for his gift of $100 that just came across the line. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, that Richard.
You the man. We'd like to hear from Richard Mull tonight at 1-800-436-3260. We'd like to hear from you tonight at 1-800-436-3260. It's a toll-free number. Sean O'Halloran waiting to take your call and get you online with us right now at 1-800-436-3260. Richard will be receiving pre and postage paid the brand new teaching series, Ministry Bringing Relief. That's quite a topic. We're going to be getting into that as the webcast rolls on. But give us a call with your question, with your donation, large or small, 1-800-436-3260. Speaking of over the years, this is about to the day. I believe it was October 4th of 2006, our first webcast on this effort. 3 years of these are now archived online. And people always say, where's your free information? We have 3 years of discussions of the gospel, questions from all over the world, topics galore. That are archived at glennklineonline.com. And that's amongst our free information. In fact, you can't beat that free information. Some of the most intense, intricate, spiritual, specific programming that you could possibly imagine is available. I mean, if somebody were to listen to all those, they would understand the gospel as we understand it, that's for sure. And
no
as
doubt.
People from around the world understand it. Some of the greatest things that happen on this program is when we get a phone call with people having a particular question or particular insight that they've gotten themselves. And so this is one of the reasons that we went to the expense of having phone lines, multiple phone lines available. Remember, we just started, Michael, with one phone line, with just you on it. All we could do was take emails.
Yes,
and
right.
Then we've expanded it so you could call, too, at 1-800-436-3260. But today I was watching, I was channel surfing, and the History Channel had a program on the Antichrist, a two-hour program on the Antichrist. And here's the History Channel doing it, and they presented not only the history of where the concept of the Antichrist may have come from, but also a very, very good rendition of the specific history and doctrine of modern evangelicalism's concept of the Antichrist, the rapture, the Great Tribulation, the end time doctrine, all that stuff. And it just occurred to me, Michael, as I was watching this, is how many different possibilities that even the History Channel brought up. You talk about ands, ifs, or buts. They had nothing but that on that show, even as they presented the mainstream or the so-called mainstream concept of the end-time doctrine according to evangelical Christianity. And as you said, with the gospel, there are no ands, ifs, or buts.
Yeah, anytime, Glenn, you know, the thing that I've, one distinction that I've noticed over the years is that the moment you try to figure out anything spiritual based on external view, an external spirituality, an external manifestation of spirituality, that has to be if, ands, buts, or maybes. The powerful thing about the gospel is that this is an internal, declared spiritual state of being. It has nothing to do with the Antichrist, if, and, or, but. It has nothing to do with who he is, what he is, what he might be. The only thing that we know from the gospel is that Satan himself was totally defeated 2,000 years ago. And, you know, we could go in and examine verses and try to decipher those things. But when it comes to the point where that those verses begin to pull us away from the fundamental understanding of a righteousness and a perfection and a redemption that is sealed and done for the entire human race, it is something that I just, those are the things that I put in the category I am so willing to say, I don't know, because of what I do know. And what we do know is so powerful that these other things, they and you know, the thing of it is, Glenn, is they have proven themselves to be irrelevant for the last 2,000 years. People have been talking about the Antichrist. And all of my life, we've been talking about the Antichrist, and you know, he's in Germany, he's Henry Kissinger. For God's sake, now it's Barack Obama.
With Ronald Wilson Reagan, because Ronald Wilson Reagan has six letters in each of his names.
Yeah, oh, of course, it had to be him, you know. And the fact of it is, Historically, the issue of the Antichrist is absolutely irrelevant. And let me say again, all end-time doctrine is completely irrelevant. If the Scriptures are true, and if Jesus is true, and that is that all of the Scriptures were about Jesus, and Jesus says that he fulfilled all the Scriptures and all of the law, and that's all done with. Now, I may not be able to chronologically show you exactly what that is, but I can tell you without an if, and, but, or maybe. There is no such thing as an unfulfilled prophecy. There is no such thing as a law that exists between God and the human race. Nobody, whether they're Muslim, believer, unbeliever, any condition that you want to name, there is no if, and, but, or maybe to it. And when we get to these things about, and thank God, let me go ahead again. I'll probably have to say this every webcast between now and 2012. Folks, relax. Nostradamus is, Christianity has wrapped itself around this, and now it's the Mayan calendar, and it's Nostradamus. Please let me be your prophet. If nothing else, let me be your prophet. 2012 is going to come, and it is going to go. And everybody's saying, oh, yes, but the Mayans, you know, they didn't finish their calendar. I know of a lot of things that didn't get finished. It doesn't mean it's the end of the world. There's a lot of things that people didn't finish. And but Nostradamus. It's just so amazing how vague those prophecies are and how specific that they become. And of course, everybody's got their calculator and the number of words and all of this. And I've seen that done. Folks, let me tell you something. When they figured out numerically that Paul and Jan Crouch was in the Bible, that's when I knew to stop listening to the crap.
Come on now. Now you quit preaching and gone to meddling. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Gospel Revolution webcast. This is the fall pledge drive. We need your help tonight. We're asking for you to call right now if you're listening, and it's about 25 minutes until 10 o'clock. We're going 90 minutes on the pledge drive, as we always do, because we figure we talk about a half an hour extra on the need to give and participate and contribute and support this effort. So we add an extra 30 minutes to the webcast, but we need to hear from you, your questions, your comments, your pledges tonight. If you're listening live right now and it's about 25 minutes till 10 o'clock on the East Coast of the United States of America, please call us, 1-800-436-3260. We need another call. We need to keep the momentum going. We
Absolutely.
Are at $400 on our way to $1,500, and that's a percentage already. Brother Cole, Brother Mull, participating tonight. We need to hear from you, 1-800-436-3260 for gifts of $100 or more, whether they come in a one-time gift or totaling for a monthly pledge support. You will receive free and postage paid the brand new CD series, a three CD series, Ministry Bringing Relief, which we're going to talk about coming up here. And that will come to you. All you got to do is go to gospelrevolution.com, click on donations, and that will take you to the form where you click on that. And if you want to do it through good old-fashioned snail mail, you received a email today. If you're on the email list, and all you got to do is print up that form and send it to the Gospel Revolution Mike Williams Ministries office in beautiful Olney, Illinois. The white squirrel capital of the world, by the way.
Absolutely.
And if you're not on the email list, but you're listening to the show, please go to the gospelrevolution.com website. And right at the top of the page, on the upper right-hand corner, is the place for you to just enter your email address and click on so you receive the e-newsletters. So 1-800-436-3260 is the Glenn Klein online toll-free number, and you can participate. You need to participate. We need you to participate tonight. And we just got an additional gift from the previous caller, Matt Perry. He says, hey, I'm sending you in the mail tomorrow morning $100 cash money, extra whole dollars. That's awesome.
Thanks, Matt.
We appreciate it. Attaboy. Way to come through. So Matt Perry adding to the total, and that takes us to $500 now. Thank you very much, Matt. Much appreciated, and we can't thank you enough. 1-800-436-3260. Sean O'Halloran is waiting to take your call in the Tampa Bay studios of Glenn Klein Online. We will get you online. Listen, we've got some really nice gifts so far from these three gentlemen, but we cannot stress enough, $5, $10, whatever you can do to say I support the Gospel Revolution is very much appreciated. 1-800-436-3260 or webcast at gospelrevolution.com. That's the email address for your questions. And tonight and for the next 3 weeks, the address where you send your pledge amounts. So we have a question, Michael, regarding the end times from Tim Knappenberger. He says, "Hi, Mike and Glenn. In the series Beyond Belief, Mike mentioned upcoming teachings on the end times doctrine. Is this teaching available on the website yet? If so, under what name? If not, when?" He says, "Thanks. I love the Beyond Belief series, as with all the others. Excellent." And that's from Tim Knappenberger. What would you, of all
Tim,
the series,
there are,
on the website,
a number
there are a lot
of series and single CDs that we have out there. I guess the thing that we need to do is Tim, if you could send us your just your mailing address, we can get a list of those to you and try to direct you to the ones.
By email today with Tim, and he wasn't sure he was going to be able to listen live tonight because I told him we would have an answer for him and for all those that are listening. But what I would say is that your most recent extensive teaching on In the Twinkling of an Eye, A View of History,
absolutely,
might be, well, certainly the most current.
Yes.
And it's a 9-CD series, Tim. And that might be the best approach. I mean, why don't you just briefly, Michael, describe from an end times perspective why you entitled it In the Twinkling of an Eye, A View of History. And,
you know, it's always
catchphrases.
It's these single lines. It's this verse out of context. And, you know, I love it when we at least have a phrase out of context or a line out of context, especially when you consider the fact that all of Christianity is based on you must make Jesus your personal Lord and Savior, and it's not even in the Bible. I love responding to things that are in the Bible, such as In the Twinkling of an Eye. And so if we just culled out all of the non-biblical statements, such as the most pivotal statement that is in Christianity, which is not in any text of anybody's Bible, of any version, that you must make Jesus your personal Lord and Savior to have eternal life, or to have righteousness, or to be saved, or any of the of those terms, and many others that are attached to it. But the term In the Twinkling of an Eye actually only shows up one time in the entire Bible. And In the Twinkling of an Eye shows up in 2 Corinthians chapter 15. And Paul places that terminology, In the Twinkling of an Eye, in context. He places it at the same place that he calls at the sound of a trump, as also at the same place. But as he describes it, he goes to the point and describes the point when the term In the Sound of a Trump and In the Twinkling of an Eye is positioned in a historical context. And he says, Paul says that in that very same chapter, just a few verses afterwards, that it is when that Jesus would make an end of the law. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? For the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. And Paul is giving us the revelation that the sting of death is over with, and the strength of the law has been destroyed, and sin has been resolved. And it happened in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trump. Now, when you take even not just the twinkling of an eye, but the term sound of a trump, and you place it in your own chronological order of some made-up Bible chart that somebody forced you to believe in and took one single line out of the Bible, out of context, and developed some end-time doctrine out of it, mean, the confusion just begins to mount beyond belief. But I can tell you for an assurity that the term in the twinkling of an eye is a historical term. In fact, that's what the series is titled, In the Twinkling of an Eye, A View of History. If we just understood the historical connotation and of these statements and their historical position, and it all leads to the cross. It's amazing to me. Always will amaze me. Never surprise me anymore, though, of course. But it always amazes me when people get upset that you give Jesus all the credit for all things, when they stand up in their testimonies and say, oh, but I give Jesus all the glory. But then they stand up and preach things which takes away all the glory from Jesus.
Yeah, they don't even realize what they're doing.
No, they have no clue.
Yeah,
they have no
really
clue. I've been there. I've done it. You've done it. We've all done it. But it's time, Glenn, for the ignorance to end. It's not like there's not information out there. I was speaking to one of my friends just the other day in Australia, and he was telling me, he said, Mike, he said, I listened to all of these guys, and he said, your voice is there in all of their messages to some degree, because there is, with what we share, there is such profound truth that ministries around the world pick bits out of it to further or give validity to a doctrine which is not a gospel whatsoever, but they cannot deny the things that I've taught over the years. So ministries around this entire planet incorporate bits and fragments that have come out of the gospel revolution to try to, what I can't tell you what they're trying to do, but what it does is it appeases some of the questions that people have. But you see, folks, what's going to happen is these bits and fragments that Copeland's ministry and Prince's ministry and ministries around the world are giving in fragments, and I can say those directly because I know they've listened to my tapes. They've sent me personal notes thanking me for what they learned, and in that they've made it required listening to their entire staff, and the others I've spoken with on the phone personally. But you see, there's so much of these guys that are just giving fragments of the truth. But that truth creates more desire to know and understand.
Right.
And I'm telling you, Glenn, we are going to have a cataclysmic collapse of religion around the world. They believe that they can take parts of the truth of the gospel and incorporate it into a dead doctrine, and you can't. I'm telling you, the truth of that gospel is going to eat away at their other doctrines until it absolutely collapses around their ears.
This is Glenn Klein Online. That's Michael Williams of the Gospel Revolution. This is the Gospel Revolution Autumn Pledge Drive, and we need your help tonight. And Tim Knappenberger, listening live in beautiful Canton, Ohio. You know what Canton is, right, Michael?
Yes, I do.
The home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I didn't know that. But
but Tim listening, and he says that he had recently contributed $100 sent to Alney. And he said he's sending a second $100 donation via snail mail. And so, Tim, not only do we appreciate your giving, but we appreciate your question about the end times. And you cannot do better by the understanding of what the end times is, how it is a historical fact, by going to Michael's teaching available at gospelrevolution.com. All you do is click on resources, go to the CDs. And it's In the Twinkling of an Eye, A View of History. It's a 9-CD series. And so thank you very, very much. That takes us to $600 towards our goal of $1,500 or $15,000. I guess it's $150.
Awesome.
So we're on our way. We're six of 150 there.
Yes,
but we need
so
to hear from
Tim.
You tonight at 1-800-436-3260. That's the toll-free number. People are emailing us, which we appreciate, at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. If that is, if you're listening on the archive, and that's the way to get in touch with us, is by email. It's simply webcast@gospelrevolution.com. To donate via the internet, all you do is go to the webpage and page down a little bit, about a third of the way down on the homepage. You'll see the Please Donate Here button. You click there, and you go to the page, and you're able to donate and to get the process going for your gifts of $100 or more, which will get you the free CD series of Ministry, Bringing Relief. And the gifts of $100 or more is not required by any means. Gifts of $5, $10, $25, $50, $75. As we were talking earlier, David Johnson, $3.28 will be more than appreciated as we try to raise the operating budget for the next 4 months of the Gospel Revolution, not to mention the cost of putting on the convention at the Marriott North at Greenpoint in beautiful Houston, Texas, coming up November 12th through the 15th. Information also available at gospelrevolution.com, or you can call Michael directly at 281-955-1910. 281-955-1910. That is Michael's home number, and he is willing to take and desirous to take your calls, your questions, your comments. And heard from a brother, Ken Kemp, in Canada yesterday, just with a question on the Book of Romans, and I was able to, or hopefully able to help him out on that. But Mikey, give us a little bit of an idea of what ministry is all about, what you found out during your study and contemplation, and what came out in your teaching in Kelowna about ministry.
Well, the those three sessions, I really loved. You know, a lot of times when we hear the term ministry or minister, we have an elevated view of the person. We have an elevated view of their talents and their abilities.
Why is that?
And I'm telling you, studying. Excuse me?
Why is that? Why do we have that elevated view?
Well, because the only view we have of ministry is what we know of evangelical Christianity as far as the understanding of the gospel is concerned. The church has taught that elevated principle, even to the point where that we had to go through a shepherding movement back in the 70s. Where everybody had to surrender their ability to make their decision about what car to drive to their elder or their pastor or whatever.
When you consider that Protestantism is just warmed over Catholicism,
yeah.
You've got to go through the priest to get your absolution from sin.
Yeah.
And the whole concept with having a local pastor, and I remember all this talk when we were in evangelicalism, was where is your covering, they would ask.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Covering a local minister to have you be protected under his or even her anointing in order to be protected from the wiles of the devil.
Absolutely. And the term ministry always brings these very much overblown thoughts, you know, of character, of qualification, of spirituality. It always brings those things in because we were taught them, as we've made clear already. But the fact of it is that the term ministry, one of the definitions for the term ministry, simply means bringing relief. Bringing relief. And when I saw that in the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance under the term ministry, I thought, you know, that is probably the best term that I could use to expound on this terminology or the term ministry. and bring it down to a level to where that the gospel, where once again, because the gospel makes us all equal, you see, ministry has to fit in that equality. Ministry cannot elevate somebody above someone else and still be in the realm of the definition of the gospel. Now, you can elevate anybody you want to. It just has nothing to do with the gospel. You can believe somebody has something special to give. It just has nothing to do with the gospel. It does not place them in a position where they are more spiritual in the eyes of God. It doesn't change God's view and opinion. Regardless.
And not only that, if you believe somebody has done something less than appropriate,
absolutely,
or what you might even term evil, it doesn't make them any lesser in the eyes of God.
Absolutely. And the mixing of morality with spirituality is the greatest deception that we've ever accepted in the realms of Christianity or any other religious intolerance that we have around the planet. And so the term ministry can come from someone who would never measure up to your moral standards, certainly not the church's moral standards, which the church seems to always violate its own moral standard at the highest realms, and especially at the highest realms for some reason, which we've talked about that many times over as to why that happens. There is a dynamic that takes place. But the issue of ministry just bringing relief, you know, I think everyone should wake up in the morning realizing I am a minister. I am in the ministry, and I want to bring relief to somebody today, even if it's just a smile, if it's just an extending of an encouraging remark, if it's seeing somebody that has, having a difficulty getting through a checkout lane, or somebody that, you see them standing there and they can't read the label, you know, on the soup can, and they don't have their glasses. You know, ask them if you can help them. You know, that's bringing relief. And I really do believe, Glenn, that if we practice these small things, if we become observant of the things that are immediately around us, I think not only can we impact the lives of many, many, many people, it impacts our lives. It makes us understand our own value and our own worth as we begin to minister to one another. You know, when you give space for that person that needs a little space, time for that person that needs a little time, instead of making sure that you get your place, you get your, nobody gets ahead of you or whatever. Believe me, it can cure road rage in a second. And just pretend you're ministering to everybody around you when you're in your car, and because God knows most of the things that we get so upset about, they're not going to make a difference about the time of our arrival, except our road rage could make sure that we never reach our destination at all. But these are just simple things, and that.
I was going to say was one of my favorite things to do is to let people in who are trying to get into a busy traffic lane.
Yeah,
it takes
absolutely
almost no time at all. And
yes,
everybody
absolutely
from time to time is in the position of needing to be left into a lane, so that everybody can relate to that. But when you go out of your way to look for people to let in, that's ministry.
It is ministry, absolutely. And that's what this series, my attempt in this series was to do, was to bring ministry back down from its lofty heights of untouchable people with unreachable gifts. But instead, we are all ministers. I don't care whether you believe in Jesus or not. You're a minister. You are a minister. Isn't that strange that everybody is a minister of a gospel, whether they even believe in it or not? Because the gospel is the preaching that we're all equal. And the moment you treat someone as an equal, Glenn, you're a minister of the gospel.
Even if you don't know
the only thing, and I'll guarantee you, there is only one thing that truly defines all of us as absolutely equal in the eyes of God, and that is the gospel. Are you still there?
Yeah, I was just distracted for a minute because we've got to thank our latest giver who's performing ministry, Jeannie Schultz.
Thank you, Jeannie.
William Schultz, $100.
Jeannie and Will. We keep asking for little gifts, and they keep calling in with big ones.
We're
What's
happy to take the big ones as well from Pollock Pines, California. William and Jeannie Schultz.
Man, you know what I would really like to see in this pledge drive, Glenn?
The aforementioned thank you CDs, the ministry bringing relief. William and Jeannie Schultz, you brought us relief.
Absolutely.
Thank you, very much.
You know what I would like to see in this pledge drive, Glenn? I would like to see the most participation we've ever had in a pledge drive. That's
regardless
what I would like
amount.
To set as a goal. Is
yeah,
let's have more people, more individuals participate. Do you know that we've gone through several of our pledge drives, and even when we had the goal of 25,000, remember our top goal that we had of 25,000?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people participated in that?
I think it was about a dozen.
It was 16 people.
16 people.
Yep. 16 people. So, you know, so the thing of it is that when I say we're a small band, I don't know how to tell you any more clearly that we are a small band. But the burden doesn't have to fall on a few people. With the participation of everyone, as you have said every time we've ever done this, but I don't think people realize that they are very much a part of it. We had 16 people participate in a $25,000 pledge drive that was met and matched. So in this small pledge drive, relatively small, of $15,000.
Yes,
I really
want
to encourage
we understand
everybody.
The economic realities that everybody's facing, but the reality is that if everybody would just give $10, we'd be done.
Yep, absolutely.
So I want to see somebody come across with a phone call right now as we're a little over the top of the hour. We're into overtime now as we go into a 30-minute overtime in the GospelRevolution.com pledge drive each quarter. We got 30 minutes left. I want to see somebody give $10. 1-800-436-3260. $10 a month would be wonderful. That would get you the thank you gift. $10 a month.
Yeah.
Just email us
at
webcast@gospelrevolution.com. If you're listening via the archive, I'm reminded of an email that we got just a little while ago from Matt Perry, who earlier not only called but also contributed a $100 pledge. He says, all those that are listening by convenience on the archive are highly encouraged to supply the movement with a small economic stimulus of at least $5 cash money in a white envelope addressed to Mike Williams Ministries, P.O. Box 572, Olney, Illinois, 62450. And he says, archives are our lifeblood.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matthew. Yeah, that's what we're looking for, is just a little thank you. And,
yes, and let us know.
A little support.
Don't just stuff the $5 in the envelope and send it off. Let us know. I have a personal goal in this. I want to see more people participate in this pledge drive than any of our previous pledge drives before. So,
well, we're off to a good start. We're at $700 in the first hour.
And how many participants now?
Well,
is that four?
Let's see. We've got was it Michael Kolb?
Yep.
And Richard Mull. That's two.
Yeah.
Tim Knappenberger is three.
Yep.
and Matthew Perry is 4. Jeannie and William Schultz is 5.
That's five. Awesome.
And that's just in the first hour. That puts us at $700 towards our goal of $15,000. I'm going to figure this out very quickly here. We've got 21 days at 24 hours. That's 504 hours we have. So if we average $700 an hour, that would put us at $352,800. If we average what we've done in the first hour of this webcast, we would be at $352,800.
Yes.
If everybody, let's say for nice round totals that we have 2,000 people listening, if everybody would give $10 who is listening to the webcast worldwide, that would put us at $20,000.
Yeah.
That would be more, significantly more than our goal of $15,000 for this pledge drive. We cannot stress enough, no matter what you can do, we need you to do something. And we know some of you can do more than others. We're thankful for the larger gifts, of course, but we're thankful, as Michael said, for the participation. We're trying to max out participation. We've got to feed at least 16 people participating. We know that some folks can do more than others, and we're happy to participate and take your larger donations, but we're asking for all people who are listening. Matt Perry just emailing with another $10 donation.
Yeah.
Because I asked for a $10 donation. Matt listening in Dublin, Georgia with a $10 donation.
That's where it's at. And honestly, Glenn, if people just through the week, even the ones who contributed, if they stop and realize, hey, you know what, right now, at least for right now, I've got another $10. I can pop that into PayPal right now. And I'm not going to miss it. It's not going to harm me. But not only the participation by a lot more people, but now Matt Perry has already, and in this pledge drive, participated twice. Why not? I mean, Scott Johnson does it all the time. He does it all the time.
David Johnson.
You know, we laugh about it, but it's because it brings such joy. I cannot tell you that, I mean, there's not a week that I open the email and my reports from PayPal. There may be nothing in there, but I'll guarantee you there's going to be something and maybe two contributions or more from David Johnson.
Yeah.
And it always brings such a huge smile to my face. Sometimes I honestly think the smallest ones are the ones that bring the biggest smile to my face. Because to know that somebody is sitting there and they're thinking about you, they are participating at what they can do. And the one thing that Paul taught about giving in his teachings was that you don't give what you cannot give. You give out of that with which you have. The old covenant teaches just the opposite, that you give out of what you don't have to try to create something. We're not asking you to try to create something with your giving.
Yeah, and not only create something as far as favor from God, but literally, the Old Testament paradigm in giving is to create righteousness through your sacrifices.
Absolutely. And as Paula White makes very clear in her pledge drives, is the gifts that will make you righteous. And dear Lord, after she did it, every one of them did it. I didn't think anybody would be so brazen as to have an offering that would make you righteous, but boy, Paula White didn't hesitate, and then once she did it, the floodgates opened, and they all did it.
Can we
nobody's
going to
tell you that crap
though
here. And I'm very pleased to use the word crap on this broadcast and talking about giving, because we're not trying to manipulate you. We're not trying to tell you that there's great spirituality or favors from God waiting for you in your giving. It's just the joy of participation. And that's what we're encouraging you into. And we thank you so much. You'll always know that the gift brings a smile to my face. I know it will be to Glenn's also, but also to the people who are touched by this ministry. And we're all the time reaching out and touching people through the ministry of the gospel. And the one thing that you guys all know, all of you listening know, is the story never changes. The qualification never changes. There is never an if, an and, a but, or a maybe to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the gospel. It is the gospel of grace. It is the gospel of peace. And thank God, it may have taken me an awful lot of years to get to it, but I am thankful for every moment that I spent finding my way, or it finding me. I don't care which one it was. But when I finally connected with the gospel, it was the greatest day of my life. And the days that it took before that to get to it are the greatest days of my life. Because now I'm at rest. I'm at rest in the gospel. And we want to see the whole world come into that rest.
No doubt. 1-800-436-3260. Got about 20 minutes left. Get in. And can we give Paula White a little bit of a pass because she looks so good on TV?
Well, you can, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe not so much. Not only has he contributed twice tonight via his contributions and pledges, but he's online again calling from Georgia. Matt, are you having fun tonight?
I'm having as much fun as I can, yeah. I'm having a lot of fun, and it's a great joy to contribute and by whatever means I can, and trying to follow in David Johnson's example, given, you know, what I can.
Bro, I tell you, Michael and I are not exaggerating one iota when we tell you
he's
that.
Not, you might be. Go ahead.
Not one iota when we tell
right.
you and everybody
right.
else. That mm-hmm. we frequently, uh-huh. several times a month, I'm talking about five, six, seven times a month,
I'm believing
many that. Times, two, three times a week, we'll receive an email from PayPal saying that David Johnson has contributed $5.72. David Johnson has contributed $8.91. Sometimes it'll be $52. But often, and most of the time, it's under 10 bucks. But over the month, it is added up to hundreds and hundreds of dollars that every penny has gone to contributing to spreading this gospel of God's grace and peace that Michael speaks so eloquently about every week, not to mention all over the world. And that's what you're participating in tonight as well.
That's what makes it such a joy. And if my brain could keep up with my heart, I would make a comment on what Mike had just said because it was really profound. But I'm going to have to listen to the archive to really get, maybe I might have to repeat it over and over to really get down to what he said about, you know, finally getting down to being at rest. And I wouldn't say that I'm totally there, but I've been along that path so long that I know that that's my destination.
Yeah, we're never really there. This Michael, the
well,
salvation experience is a process.
Right. Okay. Absolutely.
And this is why Paul said that it is the renewing of the mind, the
yeah.
cleansing of the soul. This is something that, unfortunately, and whether it's fortunate or unfortunate is really moot because it doesn't make a difference. This is the reality, is that it's an ongoing process that, you know, the issues of life beats the crap out of us all the time, but somehow the gospel, when meditated upon, when muttered upon, brings relief. This is the ministry of the gospel. It brings
yeah.
emotional well-being, if not just momentarily, but from moment to moment.
Yeah. And that's what keeps me at rest. Anytime I'm not at rest, it's because I have lost that gospel perspective of relationship with God, and therefore it changes my whole perspective of life, as Matt was sharing with us. But it is. It is the foundation that turns the kaleidoscope, if you will, to the point to where you see things you never saw in that way about everything.
And everybody.
And everybody. Right. You know, I've never had to teach one session about why you should accept somebody who is gay. I have never taught a single line of such a thing. All I've done is share the gospel. Yet I have experienced some of the most homophobic, legalistic people who have condemned gay people for all of their lives suddenly have a change of mind about the whole topic. I didn't have to teach them how to. The kaleidoscope changed. The turn came. And they saw it completely different. And that's what the gospel does. It turns life into the kaleidoscope that it changes what you think you're seeing, and you see it differently for the first time in your life. So
right.
We don't teach issues. We don't teach people about things, because the things are viewed differently because of the view of the predisposition of the gospel being in the heart and in the mind.
Matt, thank you so much. I'm going to let you go. I know we've got at least one more caller going to call before we're off tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Hopefully he's got some money for you. All right.
Thanks, brother. From another mother. Matt Perry from Dublin, Georgia. Now that line's open for you at 1-800-436-3260, as we have about 15 minutes left to go on night number one of the Gospel Revolution Pledge Drive, night number one of the fall Gospel Revolution Pledge Drive, and we need to hear from you. We're now approaching, as I said, about 15 minutes ago in night number one. Most of you are listening on the archive. All you got to do to participate is to go to gospelrevolution.com, page down a little bit, click on donations, and make your best donation. If it's $10, wonderful. $10 is wonderful. If it's $100, broken up over 12 months, great. For gifts of $100 or more, whether it be in a one-time gift or over the course of monthly giving, you will receive free and postage paid the brand new CD series, Ministry Bringing Relief, a 3-CD series that you are going to be sure to want to get. And that's our thank you gift to you, free and postage paid. But email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. to let us know what you did so we can count it in. We're at $710 at about 18 minutes after 10 o'clock on the East Coast of the United States on this October 7th, 2009 evening. We want to hear from you yet tonight. We've got a little over 10 minutes left. 1-800-436-3260. Let us finish strong by hearing from you tonight. 1-800-436-3260. Gifts, large or small, they're all welcome. Your participation is very much desired and needed. And you can tell just, you know, by the response we've had thus far, how encouraging it is to us. You can hear it in our voices. You can hear the excitement. We only come to you once a quarter and asking for your help. We're doing it tonight. We're going to be doing it over the next two webcasts as we lead up to the Gospel Revolution Convention in Houston in November. 1-800-436-3260. If you're listening live right now, please call. Even if you only have a gift of $3, $5, $10, whatever it is, do not be embarrassed. Everybody's help. We've demonstrated that if everybody just gave 10 bucks that are listening to this webcast on a regular basis, we would more than match the goal. $10 a person. That's it.
Yep.
And people are stepping up to the plate and doing much more than that. Michael, I've got to retell the story. You talk about a kaleidoscope difference in the way that you view things. The first time that I ever met Michael Williams, he came to teach a series for me at our congregation down here in the Tampa, Florida area. And I had heard
Pastor
Mike Tate.
Glenn Kline.
What?
With Pastor Glenn Kline.
With Rabbi Glenn Kline, as Pep Washburn would say.
Yes.
And I went and picked up Mike at the airport, and he actually stayed with us in our home, and I know hesitantly so. But nonetheless, we went out and had a meal together, and I had heard about the talks, the discussions behind the scenes about Mike having been gay. I certainly was familiar with his testimony, evangelicalism, about what he had said about being delivered from homosexuality. I had been very involved with in the camping industry of trying to stop the encroachment of the gay rights movement in the camping industry, as I thought it was my holy duty to do. And so we're sitting there. I remember the restaurant we were at, and we were sitting outside, and I said, Mike, what about this gay thing? And Michael looked at me, and he said, Glenn, this is the first time we ever met in person, beautiful humans. He said, Glenn, I'm as gay as I ever was. And the shock of my life came to me when Michael said that, and there was absolutely, positively no judgment in my heart towards him as a human being because of his sexuality. It was at that point, Mike, you talk about somebody that was anti-gay and homophobic and all the rest, as I was steeped in fundamental evangelical right-wing political and religious dogma. It was gone, and at that point, I knew that I had been delivered by the gospel. Nobody had to tell me. Nobody had to point anything out to me. When you told me that you were as gay as you ever were, and there was nothing but respect and appreciation in my heart towards you as a fellow human being, I knew I had been delivered. That's the power of the gospel.
That is the power of the gospel. And that story, goodness gracious, Glenn, we could repeat it hundreds and hundreds of times that I could share with you personally just on that issue, not counting all of the other issues that life presents to us, that gives us an opportunity to be divided from people, that gives us the welcome wagon treatment to just carte blanche to dismiss someone, to count them as less than human, much less than righteous or holy in the eyes of God. And our lives are filled with those opportunities on a moment by moment basis, not just a day by day basis. But the gospel literally purges that stuff out without you knowing it. You don't even realize what's happening until you are confronted with another situation. And you realize something's different. I don't feel the way I felt. I never will forget, after coming to understand the gospel, the first time I was confronted by somebody who disagreed with me. And I didn't get all to the point to where that I was defensive and angry. I'd get so angry when people would disagree with me in my days of evangelicalism. And then I realized the drastic change toward people who disagreed with my doctrine. I didn't get angry. I didn't get upset. It literally was a life-altering moment for me. And I, like you, had to accept and realize this is the power of the gospel at work in my heart, my life, in my mind, renewing my mind and saving my soul.
Do you remember what the topic was that they were disagreeing with you about?
Glenn, if I could remember the topics on which people disagreed with me on, it would be every topic pertaining to the gospel. I don't remember that one in particular. No, I sure don't.
You know, last night I was watching Anderson Cooper on his program on CNN, and they were debating don't ask, don't tell, the policy of the American military that says that as long as gay and lesbian people do not reveal their homosexuality, they can serve. And they had a former gay, or a gay former military man in there arguing against your classic right-wing white conservative Christian woman. And it was a joke. It was a joke. The guy said that the woman had the right to her opinion and the right to speak, because right now, amongst tens of thousands of men and women and hundreds of millions of men and women in the U.S. military in uniform were serving on the front lines in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iraq, were gay and lesbian people defending her right to disagree. And right now it's happening. And what a joke it is to say that these people should not be able to be who they are because of some kind of concept that morale would be affected by somebody's sexuality.
Yeah,
if,
and, you know,
if there
and,
is
and
morale the, to be affected, who do we not want as part of that group? The people that are offended by somebody being who they are, or by people who are willing to put their lives on the line regardless
absolutely.
Of what the cost may be to them personally?
Yeah. And, you know, when you look at the, of course, the backbone of that support against gays in the military, of course, comes from the religious right, of course. And but also the greatest support that comes from the religious right is for the state of Israel. The biblical claim that Israel has, and their belief that Israel has a superior position among nations in the eyes of God, and they defend everything when it comes to Israel. I love Israel myself. It is not based on a biblical perspective, though. It comes from a political view and a you know, the fact that they are our ally on so many levels, and their culture is very much you know, supportive of our culture and ours, theirs also. But you know, so here's this. And when you get to the brass tacks and the backbone of the support for Israel, it is a support that literally believes Israel can do no wrong. And but yet Israel has absolutely for gay people serving in the military. Not only do they have that status of accepting openly gay people in the military, they are also touted and known to have the strongest, most accurate military, most precise military in the world. So,
well, per capita, that's for sure.
Excuse me?
I said per capita, that's definitely
for
sure.
Absolutely, and everybody knows that for such a small nation, they are highly trained. They are lethal if need be, and to think that we in the United States cannot see our way past gay people serving openly in our military. Because we think it's going to weaken us as a country or weaken our military. It certainly hasn't done it to Israel. One can make the argument that ever since they accepted gays in the military, they probably become a greater military power. So maybe it's just all due to gay people being there that it's such a strong military.
Well, we're really not taking a political stand, believe it or not, even though we have political opinions. This is a gospel issue.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That everybody is equal in the eyes of God.
In the eyes of God. Yeah.
And it's just a question of a society's mores and values coming along toward that position that will allow people who have different viewpoints, are of different races, are of different sexualities, are of different sexes, to be able to participate in the society equally. And for those of you who either were at the Gospel Revolution Convention last year or have gotten the series, it's a 20-CD series that is available on the website, you heard my teaching on the Jewishness of the Gospel and the fact that God now considers, you know, when Michael said that as far as Israel is concerned, they are no special nation above all the other nations. Well, that's true politically, but spiritually, Israel is a special nation because spiritually, we're all part of Israel. Everybody, even Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, that I heard a joke the other night talking about how he was secretly a Jewish man, but had self-loathing because he was railing against himself. But everybody is part of Israel because Israel, as a biblical entity, was a type and a foreshadowing of Christ himself. Christ is Israel, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody, whether they know it or not, whether they've ever heard the name of Yeshua, of Jesus Christ or not, is in Israel, is in Christ. Mm-hmm. Israel is God's chosen people. He just chose to make the entire planet his people.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
To consider them one.
It's kind of like the thing that I taught on many, many years ago when people were beginning to use the terminology and saying, well, you know, you're a son of God, but I'm a daughter of God. And I started thinking, which I have no problem with that, you know, somebody being a female. But you see, actually, in the eyes of God, we are all males. Mm-hmm. Because the blessing only went to the male. Everything that passed down through the lineage was through the male, but
we are also all female.
We are also all female, absolutely.
Because we are the bride of Christ.
We are so, and that's where that these walls break down. We become.
Right.
We are all of everything. We are.
Paul was onto something when he said, "There's neither male nor female." Neither
absolutely.
Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor slave,
yep.
or bond nor free man. He was onto something. He understood something that
he
is
most
just
certainly did.
Coming to us now.
We
Why
are
it's
all...
taken this long, why there's so much confusion, who the hell knows? God knows. And
yeah.
That's good
it,
enough.
In
but
in
we're
an amazing...
about breaking down... by our efforts, that wall of partition. The wall's already been broken down. It's already a done deal. The wall between God and humanity has been broken down. The wall between Jew and Gentile has been broken down.
Yeah, yeah.
The wall between male and female has been broken down, ladies and gentlemen. We are literally all one. We
yep.
know that science itself has confirmed that we have come from one original couple. We are all mishpocha in Hebrew. We are all family.
Yeah.
And that is what this effort is all about. That's why we do everything we do. That's why we have the website. That's why we have the webcast. That's why we have the teaching series. That's why we have the convention. That's why we have the e-newsletters, because we are all about proclaiming our oneness in the Messiah, in Yeshua, in salvation, in Jesus Christ. There's nothing to worry about anymore. You talk about ministry bringing relief. If that doesn't bring relief to your heart, that you are one with everybody that you see during the course of your day, with everybody that you see on the news, with our so-called enemies, with our so-called friends, with all of your relatives, with all of your neighbors, that can... This, as Michael has said many times, if you want to see the power of this gospel, just pretend for 1 week as you go about your day, as you go about your week, that everybody that you see is perfectly righteous in the sight of God. Just pretend that it's true and see what it does to your soul. See what it does to your emotions. See what it does to your mind and your motivation. And that lifting of the load, that's salvation. That is the manifest presence of redemption, the manifest presence of God. God with us, if you will. God with us isn't people falling down. I was watching a show on God TV from the Toronto Vineyard where all the craziness has gone on for so long, and they were having the laying on of hands time, and they waited so long, Michael, as they were calling for the catchers. Now, we've euphemistically called the people that would catch people as they would fall out in the spirit, so to speak, catchers, but they were literally saying, catchers, get behind the people. They were calling for the catchers.
Yep.
And I thought, that is the most bizarre, twisted thing I have ever seen. That they literally were just waiting for people to physically get behind other people so that nobody would fall on the floor. And I cannot convey to you how embarrassed I am that I once believed that stuff. But I have to be honest with you, I did. I believed it. And I participated in it. But now we're participating in something else. Something that we truly believe is ministry, that we truly believe is bringing relief. If you believe it with us, please participate this week in the pledge drive. Get on the horn. Let us hear from you. Mike's direct number is 281-955-1910. Calls, pledges, questions about the upcoming convention. Let us hear from you at webcast@gospelrevolution.com as you listen on the archive. Go to gospelrevolution.com, click on donations, and make your best donation. We're looking for at least $10 from everybody who's a part of the Gospel Revolution. That will more than take us to our $15,000 goal over the next 21 days and put us in a good position as we go into the Gospel Revolution Convention in Houston, November 12th through the 15th. Michael's going to be in San Antonio, Texas the week before. We'll tell you more about that on the website and in later shows. And we are at $710 to start out, Michael. You can't you can't beat that.
And five participants and one twice.
And those participants, once again, were Michael Kolb and Richard Mull and Matt Perry and Tim Knappenberger and Jeannie and William Schultz. I think we can count that as six participants.
I think that's
Jeannie
six,
and William gave together.
Yes.
Right on?
Awesome.
Right on.
I had
fun.
We
want to thank those people who participated. We want to thank you for listening. We want to thank Sean O'Halloran for putting in extra duty tonight. And let us hear from you during the week. We've got an entire week, obviously, to get to 15,000 by the end of 3 weeks. We need to do about $5,000 a week. We're at $710 as we log off tonight. And we want to thank you for participating ahead of time. Until next time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying, Shalom, everybody!